Well, Marshall Bailey, you know, sir, last week we had a call maker on Cleon P. Caraway with us, and we were talking about calling hogs. Well, there wasn't enough information for me. We have Cleon back today. We're going to pick his brain some more. I've got a lot of good comments on last week's show, and I want to continue it. Cleon, thank you for being with us again, sir.
You bet. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Now, you know, last week we could have had an hour show or 2 hours talking about the makings, how you make calls. But how did you get started? I know that you are an accomplished guitar player, lead guitar player. That had to be a factor back in your early days, right?
Yeah, it was, really. Basically, I grew up hunting. On the weekends, I was most of the time hunting, but my dad was a big hunter, and even my granddad and so forth. But anyway, but I loved it. During the week, a lot of times I'd get my homework done, and somebody had bought me a guitar. And my dad was on a vacation trip. So I'd start plinking around that guitar, and it was kind of put me at ease, and I enjoyed doing it. So I got actually pretty good at it by the time I was in high school. I played lead guitar in a rock band that was very, very good. We could do around 150 songs. Anything, the latest thing out, we'd pass the 45 around, and I'd pick up my part off of there in about 20, 30, 40 minutes. I'd have all the lead breaks in the piece down, and we'd meet about twice a week, and we'd put it all together. So anyway, I had a knack for sounds and for, you know, playing by ear, particularly as lead guitar. And we played in the... We played in for college fraternity parties, high school graduation dances, and we played in the Astor Hall in the late 60s for the Houston Teen Fair. So we were pretty good, and that's how I got interested in that. Now, the way I also worked for years at Dow Chemical, and I worked in the QAQC lab a little bit with the R&D people, quite a bit actually. To help them, and also I'd work in the environmental labs in the area. So anyway, I learned to experiment actually with the R&D people, and so I love experimenting. And so basically, these calls are like a little musical instrument, and you design them so that they'll make the sounds correctly, and then you try to perfect them so that you make them easier, or you make it with less hands or no hands, or you know, those kinds of things. Try to put a little advantage. So that you can free up your hands to hold your gun or your bow or whatever. So, how's that?
last week, Cleon, you went into pretty good detail on the hunting techniques.
Right.
How about if you give some of the folks may have missed last week's show, the social grunts of hogs. I've heard this a million times. Give us a little rendition of the way it sounds that hogs just sound when they're in the woods. Doing what hogs do, you know?
All right, sure. A little of that.
Yes,
you mix it up a little.
Now, that's the more like what I call the social sounds that hogs make. Now, I'd like you to make the, say hogs are feeding and one bigger hog has another little hog get too close to the acorns. And I've seen them do it a million times. She'll take that head and whack, hit them with their snout. How does that sound?
Okay, then you get a little squeal out of it. Just a little squeal like that.
Yep. Now, another call that I've heard you make that sounds awesome, and it sounds just like hogs. Say you've got two hogs the same size. Say you got a couple of 125-pound young boars. And they get into just a slight, not an all-out fight, but a little tussle.
Give us that, please. You'll hear that every now and again out in the woods, too.
Yeah,
those
I know.
Of you that have been around them. Yeah. Okay, here we go. You hear their heads slapping together, and it's kind of excites them. When the hogs hear that, they come over real good to that one because they're curious about that.
As sounds when you're hunting are very, very important. I've hunted hogs all my life. I was raised between the Red and the Sulphur River, and now me and a buddy guide hog hunts close to my home. I've been around hogs a whole bunch, and I can truly say that at least 75% of the time when I'm hunting, whether it's on a stand or if I'm still hunting, I hear them before I see them.
That's right.
Would you say that's pretty true as a rule?
That's
in your hunts?
In my case, that's the same.
Mm-hmm. So it helps too
when you've been around them a lot too. You kind of know what to listen for, and man, you pick it up quick when you hear that. You know exactly what's happening.
So yeah. The use of your calls, which I'm working on right now, I haven't had a chance to put them to use. I'm going to next week. When you hear a sounder of hogs running through the woods or traveling, they'll make sounds, the same sounds you make. What I try to do is circle downwind and get ahead of them and try to get a shot at them when they come by. I've done that a million times. Now I'm going to get in there close and try to get them to come to me, which is a whole new ball game. I'm excited about putting these calls to use, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Is there a website, Cleon, I know there is, that people could go to, or a phone number where they could learn more about your calls?
Yeah, you can go to either Caraway Calls at CARRAWAY calls.com or wildgamecalls.com. And the other option is to go to 281-573-1989. Just give me a call.
Well, the cool thing, Cleon, right here on High Plains Public Radio, this show is going to be archived. If someone wants to come back and learn more of your tips, months down the road, they can come right there. We appreciate you having us, having you with us, and you know, you make a wing bone turkey call that that I'm very, very impressed with. That's the call that the Native Americans used to use. So we'll get you back and talk turkey hunting next time. How about it?
That sounds great. Thanks.
High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website is biggame.org. And Brute Outdoors, brooteoutdoors.com, home of the Brute Box Cooler.